Good evening and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett. And listeners, as you know, we gather once a month to meet some really cool leaders in our community. And sitting across from me here at the WDIY studios is one of the best, Mayor Matt Turk. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for being on the show. You mentioned earlier you've been on other programs here. And you're a WDIY listener.
Absolutely. And yep. I think probably a supporter somewhere. And like I've got like my WDIY t-shirts. And
love it.
I switched my morning like Alexa wake up for NPR from WHYY to WDIY.
Right.
No shade on Terry Gross and friends, right. But I'm a WDIY guy.
That's awesome. Well, that's a requirement to be on the show. I'm kidding. So Matt, as you know, on this show, we have the chance to really meet some people that are really doing some incredible things. I know you do tons of interviews as mayor, but I wanted to talk about something specific with you that I feel like we've all noticed and you and I have talked about, and that's the power of showing up. Can you just launch into what that means to you and why that's a priority?
Oh, man. Particularly for political leaders like mayors and governors and congresspeople, I think the most important thing that you can do for the people that you represent is make sure that they feel seen and heard. And it is really hard for a person to feel seen if you're not actually seeing them. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for you as an elected official to hear someone out if you're not there to hear them out. So I believe really strongly in showing up and showing up in lots of different places. It helps validate people's existence. It reminds people that someone is out there who cares about them too. And that's important for your everyday average resident, but it's also, I show up a lot for young people. And I think that young people in the environment that they're in right now, where they don't get lots of human connections, need more human connections, and that comes. So if I can provide that, I think that helps put people on a better footing.
Before you were an elected official, did you share that same philosophy?
I don't think so. It became evident to me when I was running for office, I think. So I am, if people know a little bit about me, they know that I'm a marathon runner. I've got super high energy, right? Like the energy that cannot be extinguished. So I've got a lot of energy that needs to be expended in some way. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado. I went to high school there. And one of the jobs that I had as a kid was delivering flyers for a Chinese restaurant called Tra Ling's. And I would just go knock on doors and put the flyer in the door. And when I shifted over to running for office, I was doing that again. And I kind of tapped into that teenage energy, the enjoyment of just like showing up on somebody's doorstep and then getting to go to the next step and knocking on their door and saying hello to them and being able to be curious about their lives. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me in talking to people that that's really what was missing in probably in local politics, but definitely in politics, broadly speaking, is that people just lost the thread on how you serve. And the best way to do that is to show up and be present for people.
And I'm sure you noticed there's a difference between leaving a flyer in the door or just giving the info and then really engaging.
Yeah.
Is there a specific example when you recall when you were running that you did show up for someone and or you had an exchange that you remember?
Not when I was running for mayor necessarily. I mean, there's probably lots of them, but I remember every single day. One thing I do every day is Karen's my wife, we walk our dogs. Like our morning ritual is that we walk our dogs around the block, and it just happens every morning and every night. And in the morning, if we leave early enough, I'm going to run into two young women that go to Lincoln Leadership Academy, and they know who I am and I know who they are. And that they know that somebody's like interested. Like the one young lady she was on crutches a couple of days ago, and I saw her again this morning. I was like, what happened to the crutches? Right? And so like to know that there's somebody who's just asking about them and inquiring about them, that walk, that showing up for people, sometimes it's invisible too. Yeah. Like I found a student's ID and I picked it up and took it back to the office, and whoever got it back to that student knew that mm-hmm. it was from right. the mayor. I didn't know that student didn't contact me via email or via a text or anything, but that student saw me on the street and said, "Oh, hey, mayor, thanks. You got my ID back for mm-hmm. me." Ugh. And those like little simple, they're yep. like so simple, but particularly for a person who's, in this modern world and not, using AI and mm-hmm. lots of social media and whatever, and lost the thread on human connection, to know that that the mayor is out there and is showing up for you, whether yep. it's a simple thing about, asking about your health or, yep. Turning in your ID or doing something much bigger, mm-hmm. Which those things come along as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think sincerity is a big part of that. You're doing it because it's who you, Matt yeah. Turk, is. One example that I'm sure a lot of our listeners saw is, I know you're a good friend and partner to Phoebe Ministries. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit about what that means? You just celebrated someone's 100 and...
Madeline Reed turned 101 on April 6th, which is also my brother's birthday. He turned 50. I was there for her 100th birthday last year. And I showed up again for her 101st. And the first time I showed up, somebody told me a story. They told her that the mayor was coming to visit. And when I walked in, she said, "Who's this kid?"
Oh, I love it.
But when they invited me to come back for 101, I came. I was happy to come back. And she was so happy. She's like, "The mayor's here again."
Wow. Will you be there for 102?
I hope so. Yeah, I'll be there for 102, 103. I was there for a 106-year-old's party. Ugh. Last year too, but whether you're showing up for young people or for yep. older people, like, it's the least that you can do for the people who elected you.
Exactly. How do you balance the behind the scenes work that you have to do as mayor? And I saw you at an event this morning. I mean, mm-hmm. how do you balance that individual showing up, that those events, the meetings, with all the other mayor work that you have to do?
Power naps. Kidding. But I actually did. I run. I am very active. I'm running around. I have high energy.
Right.
I run many mornings. It just is the right start for me. I okay. eat healthy. I get plenty of sleep. But I also, I took a 10-minute nap before okay. I came over here today, just to recharge. The balance of the work, though, is having a phenomenal team. Mm-hmm. So there are Great. Some really amazing, dedicated people who work for the city of Allentown who also deeply, just deep in their bones, understand the importance of showing up mm-hmm. and deeply understand how to help people. Mm-hmm. And they're in public service because they care. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes lost on folks that they assume like the municipal, right. public servant is like a lazy bureaucrat or whatever, but it's total BS. The people who are working in city government really deeply care mm-hmm. about meeting the needs, helping residents. And so I have 900 plus people working in the city of Allentown right. who bring that same spirit. Right. And even in other places around the country, if it feels like maybe that city worker has forgotten it, when their mayor shows up like that and is like dedicated and says like, "This is what we're about," and then shows that this is what we're about, that renews their spirit as well.
I love it.
And so it starts to have, it starts a little flywheel effect where mm-hmm. all of a sudden everybody's just like, super excited to be there for people and help them out in whatever mm-hmm. ways we can.
So speaking of all that, collaboration is something we talk a lot about on this show. And I know you are a big partner with so many people listening. How can they show up for community?
There are dozens of ways that people can show up for their communities. The simplest one is, I'll come back to the simplest one. There's things you can do. You can, we're at a nonprofit radio station here. Mm-hmm. You can contribute. You can make a contribution, a financial contribution to organizations that need your support. That's an important way to show up. You can go a step further and volunteer. And I know that there's volunteer opportunities at nonprofits, including this one. I'm a fan of the Volunteer Center mm-hmm. here in the Lehigh Valley, and you can go to their website and look for volunteer opportunities to show up. And I really think that's one of the key things you can do, because you're physically bringing your presence, mm-hmm. you're being a human being with other human beings. Mm-hmm. The help that you do, the way that you show up helps the people that the nonprofit serves, but it also helps you, and it gives you something, and it gives the other volunteers something where you have this human-human connection. So that is something that you can do. Those things cost time or money. The other thing that I think people can do and should do more of in terms of showing up is show up to the like any number of free events, yes. or like low-cost events. Go to a high school basketball game. High school basketball games are pretty well attended. Go to a high school soccer game, mm-hmm. or go to a high school volleyball game. Mm-hmm. Go to Muhlenberg College or Lehigh University. Pretty much every day, one of our six institutions of higher education has something going on. And sometimes it's a student dance performance. Sometimes it's a visiting lecturer. But there's always something great there. And when you're there, you're getting something out of it, but you're also sharing in this kind of collective activity, which brings our community together.
Love that.
Those are the types of showing up things that you can do to just make this a little bit richer place. You can do lots of other, you can run for office if the moment strikes you. You can show up to public meetings. Mm-hmm. Just bringing your body out there and developing that human-to-human interaction, I think, mm-hmm. is what we need more of in Allentown and Lehigh Valley.
Matt, on that, do you think showing up is a value, a habit, or a skill?
It is all three of those things. So the person who really taught me to show up, mm-hmm. is probably my mom. And it wasn't just that she'd show up for these things, but it was a bit how she showed up. Yeah. And the compassion that she showed to other people. So it's something that you learn from watching other folks. We also have to continue to practice it, mm-hmm. and develop it. And so as you make a habit of showing up, that's how you build the skill, because to bring your body there is great, but also to continue to understand how to show up, right? So not to throw shade at anybody, but if you show up to the high school basketball game and you spend all your time on the phone, yep. that's not the type of showing up that we really need. It's mm-hmm. a step in the right direction, but what we really need you to do is like root for the team, mm-hmm. cheer with everybody, talk to your neighbor, just be involved in the life of other people. And that's good for us as adults, and it's great for seniors who are suffering from loneliness and social isolation, mm-hmm. but it's most essential to those young people. Mm-hmm. The young people that I talked about earlier are the ones that really need it. They've got a parent who might be, sometimes you're not getting all the attention you need as a kid at home from your parents. Sometimes you're not getting all the attention you need from a teacher. If we collectively as a group can be the additional person to show up for young people, that puts us on a better trajectory for the future.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Matt, we're almost at the end of our time together. Question for you about certainly Allentown, but the Lehigh Valley. Do you think this community is unique in the way we support, trust each other?
I moved here from South Carolina.
That's right.
I went to high school in Boulder, Colorado. I'm originally from East Stroudsburg. So I had this sense of like what Eastern Pennsylvania values are. I'd say that Lehigh Valley is a little bit different. There's something about how we have adapted to rapid change, mm-hmm. that prepares us. And so showing up is important. My next big thing is welcoming and how we can do a better job welcoming people. Because the thing that really sets us apart is how quickly we've changed in a very short period of time. Since you and I have been here about the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. We're not natives, we're transplants,
right.
but we have figured out how to,
yes.
be part of the fold, right? And so there's something about the Lehigh Valley that, mm-hmm. that understands that. I think we have to go back and tap into that as more and more new people are arriving. We have forgotten a little bit how to make sure that people feel like they're part of this broader community. And again, if you go back to like a value or a habit or a skill, like there's still that muscle memory there that, mm-hmm. we know how to welcome people in. We know how to plug them in and recruit them for, mm-hmm. what we want to do here, which is give everybody a better chance.
Right. Oh, such a good point, though. As people move in, we just assume they have the same great, deep, understanding that we have of who we've learned from.
Well, and that's why I'll say this real quick. There are not a ton of home sales every year in Allentown, but there's enough that I can go out and knock on the door of every single person who's just bought a new home in Allentown. And I knock on their door and I say, you know, number one, congratulations on buying a home, but welcome to Allentown. And then I just give them a card, and then my card says welcome, marhaban, and bienvenidos. And in the back, it's just a tip, your tip for Allentown, the best sledding hill in the city, the best flavor of Marianne donut, the best place to watch a sunset. There's things that we can share with people and make them feel like this is their home. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that, then we can do something really special here.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And listeners, we were joined by Mayor Matt Turk, the mayor of Allentown, an incredible community leader and friend to us. And we'll be right back.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of handpicked music on WDIY.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and we just had a great conversation with Mayor Matt Turk, who talked about the power of showing up in community, both individually and collectively. And now with us in the studio is a good friend of mine, Jill Wheeler, and Jill is the Chief Philanthropy Officer for United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you, Laurie. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. I know it's a busy time of year for United Way.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that I started at the United Way January 3rd and how quickly time is going.
Right.
And I'm really excited. Next week, we have our celebration of caring. So it's those pivotal times.
Yep.
So it's exciting.
Exactly. And I know the last time you were on the show, you weren't sitting in the seat that you are now as one of the executives at United Way. And that's what we'd love to talk about today. I think it's so interesting, and that's the career pivot that you made going from a for-profit role to a leadership role with a nonprofit. Let's just jump right in and talk about that career pivot with purpose that you made.
So well said, a career pivot with purpose. You know, throughout my career, I've had roles where I always engaged or I was that decision maker of how and where dollars were being facilitated through the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a huge pleasure to be able to learn that landscape and see it through a different lens. And I would say it all culminated really nicely when I started at City Center. You know, when else do you get to join a company and rebuild a city?
Mm-hmm.
And my why of joining at that time, or joining ever, to rebuild a city is I'm from here. And it really, at the core, from the leadership of the company, it was not just about building the shiny buildings.
Yeah.
It was what was happening between the buildings, that cartilage between the buildings, the humans, the everything else that was happening. And that really resonated with me through those 9 years. And I think that's effectively what set the stage for me arriving with purpose mm-hmm. in the role today at United Way.
I love it. And as you were just saying that, it occurred to me you were building community with City Center, and now you are building community with United Way in a whole different sense.
Yes, different sense, and arguably you could say similar sense.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I am personally navigating is people have asked me, what's the difference of working for a for-profit versus a nonprofit?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't necessarily experienced a glaring business in how I engaged every day. It's more how others view it. In my mind, we shouldn't apologize or be small
mm-hmm.
for being a nonprofit, because mm-hmm. it's doing good for the community. That's the business. But there's more similarities than not mm-hmm. between a for-profit mm-hmm. business.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about your role now as an executive there versus when you were with City Center, what were some skills that you had that easily transferred into this new role?
Right away, leadership and the essence of what leadership really is. And that comes in a couple forms, right? It comes, leadership comes from how you lead in community and how you speak about your mission, your purpose. Mm-hmm. And so at City Center, we had a mission and a purpose, and it was, and it evolved also internally. I love both, but right now I'm really getting dirty on the internal leadership and making sure that everybody on the team and the organization, everybody understands the goals, the mm-hmm. objectives, mm-hmm. and they are empowered and we collaborate to get there. So again, leadership has those common threads, but both what I did at City Center externally and internally from a messaging externally or people has been completely mm-hmm. transferable.
Oh, I love that. It reminds me of something, and I don't know who said this. Leadership is not what you do, but it's who you are while you're doing it. And it sounds like that fits in really nicely with what you just said.
100%. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We could date ourselves. We think about leadership back, you know, whatever, 20 years ago.
Right.
It's so different, and that's so energizing than it is today from an internal perspective. Mm-hmm. And people's why of how and where and what they do for their career. At the end of the day, it's really about that team mm-hmm. and how you are showing up for that team every day to make sure that you're creating a space and a place that everybody can be their very best. Mm-hmm. And that's very individual.
Yep. I know you often talk about the why, and I love that, about you love to understand people's whys.
Yep.
So for you, what's your why for going to United Way? You could have gone to a lot of different agencies if you, you know, for some other experience and to bring your leadership. Why United Way?
Why United Way? I had the benefit of being on the United Way board for 3.5, almost 4 years. That ability to be part of the board and the evolution of what has been happening with our local United Way during that time period has been eye-opening. And as I was on the board, and then I understood that our good friend Chip was going to retire as the chief philanthropy officer, I became curious, well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so this really gets to the punchline of why I decided to jump in. It's about the leadership of Marcy Lesko. Mm-hmm. And so I had that breakfast with Marcy and really said, where are you taking this business? What are you doing? What's your vision? What's your mission? And I quickly realized that, yes, it is about the United Way, and I trust who and what the United Way does, but it was about, I want to work for Marcy. I want to work for this leader that I know is taking this organization, mm-hmm. a place that I can be a part of it, but not just be a part of it, but make a difference mm-hmm. and take it to that next level.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What surprised you?
One of the, as I would say, the yummiest things that has surprised me about the work is as I've met with donors, the genuine generosity, it's hard to describe. You know, many people, you see the blah, blah, blah owner of the CEO of this company or whatever. But until you can sit with them and hear about how and why they are giving back to the community, it's really humbling. Mm-hmm. Because there's many of the people I've met, it's not about putting their name on anything or being in lights. It's really at the end of the day, making impact. And that has been the most surprising piece. It's been the common thread between people that have the ability to give hundreds of thousands and then individuals that have the same passion and desire that are giving 150. So mm-hmm. it's being able to witness that part of humanity has been really good.
Love mm-hmm. that. Love that. Thank you. You talked about Marcy's leadership, but you have a team as well. Talk yes. a little bit about the kind of leader that you are for that team.
I always say that one of my key roles as a leader is to remove obstacles and provide an environment that the team can fly. So the team that I lead is really, at the end of the day, they are the team members that are doing the workplace campaigns. So when a company has their annual campaign for United Way, we have two individuals that spearhead that. And then we have several individuals that are also going out and talking to donors that individually want to elevate themselves to be part of our Tocqueville. Mm-hmm. What is amazing of that group of folks is how passionate they are about the mission of United Way and how they want to spread the message mm-hmm. and get more and more people involved. But the biggest thing we're finding, we're becoming, and this is a goal, is how can we, when we're going out to speak with donors, not just talk about the United Way, but what are their philanthropic goals holistically? Because we, United Way, touch so many, engage with so many different channels, nonprofits, mm-hmm. we can make recommendations and we become that resource of trust. And so I don't know if I directly answered your question, but it's really that collaboration mm-hmm. with the team.
I love it. I love that you said trust. I heard recently, we talk a lot about in philanthropy circles, which is where I hang out a lot. So
yes.
Do you.
Yes.
People often talk about the cliche, not, it's not cliche because it is true, time, talent, and treasure. But then I heard somebody say there's a fourth T, which is trust. Mm-hmm. Could you speak about that a little bit?
There is nothing like that trust piece. Mm-hmm. And I would say parallel to my role in a for-profit, and I think even more than ever, is you need to build a relationship that is authentic and sincere with people, mm-hmm. no matter in what capacity, them as the CEO or them as just a person that is curious about nonprofit. And you need to be authentic and understand what makes them tick, like mm-hmm. what, and serve up solutions or be there for them or provide guidance in a genuine humanistic way mm-hmm. without agenda. I think that's like, there's so many ways, but if you don't build trust, it's going to be a transaction.
Right.
And I think that's one of the biggest opportunities for any business, but in this type of role, mm-hmm. it cannot be a transaction.
It can't be.
And in order to do that, you need to build that trust.
Exactly. So important. Jill, what advice would you give to somebody who's listening, who's thinking about moving from wherever they are now to a purpose-driven organization?
The type of advice I'd give to someone that's moving towards kind of this purpose-driven organization is look to themselves first. Identify what are your values. That is a piece of what I went through as I was through this journey. We all can find another job, but for some of us, for me, I don't want just a job. Mm-hmm. I want somewhere I can make a difference. And that difference, like we said, can be in a for-profit or a nonprofit, but you have to figure out what are your values so that as you're deciding what is that purpose-driven pivot or where you're going, mm-hmm. all of us have a different purpose. And so for me, this was an alignment with where I wanted to go. And so first identify you, and then you can go find what marries mm-hmm. or is in alignment with your values and your purpose so
exactly.
that it's all in alignment. And when things are in alignment, anything can happen.
Exactly.
And that's really how and why. That is like the epitome of my journey.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love that. Jill, our guest earlier tonight was Mayor Matt Turk from Allentown. And Mayor Matt and I talked about the importance of showing up. And I just, as we close out our time together, I'd love to get your thoughts on that. As you know, the mayor is very hands-on, and whether he's on his bike or running or visiting Phoebe Ministries or coming here to do to do the podcast, it's just part of who he is. Could you talk a little bit about, from your perspective, why it's important to show up for each other and for community?
It's mandatory. Like, when we go back to that authentic and that trust. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, yes, we're all busy, but showing up is not all created equal. Sometimes showing up is physically being there. Sometimes showing up is that text, that card, that mm-hmm. just moment. But making sure you are showing up as your authentic self, which can be overused, then connecting that with the individual or the organization in the way they want to be received. Because some people, they're okay with just the text. They'd actually, right. you know. So the moral of the story is being your authentic self and connecting to the other side mm-hmm. in the way that makes sense for both.
Right.
Yeah. So it's puzzle, almost like the puzzle pieces just fit.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love it. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking of so many ways that I, again, knowing you, have seen you show up in large and small ways. Mm-hmm. So that's lovely. Well, Jill, thanks so much for being with us. Final thought for our listeners.
I think at the end of the day, no matter what age, where you are in your career or just life, mm-hmm. always be curious. Don't be content. And, you know, at the end, what makes you happy, but what gives you purpose? I mean, really, because if you have that fulfillment, it gets you where you need mm-hmm. to go. And getting where you need to go has so many forms for so many people. And don't be afraid.
Love it. Yeah. Perfect way to end. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listeners, we were joined by Jill Wheeler. Jill is the Chief Philanthropy Officer for United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Again, I'm Laurie Hackett, and I'm just so pleased to bring another session here on A Closer Look on WDIY.